Like, are you gonna give out candy?
I live in an apartment complex.
But still, there's probably kids in there.
No, it's not. I checked. Dude, the next time I'm in a meet and greet and Hello? Some guy goes, oh, I'll just lean down. Okay.
Can't relate. Never had that problem.
I know.
Are we in?
Are we in?
So they're saying you're short?
Yeah. But the funny thing is, some people are like, oh, you are short. I've been talking about it for 53 minutes.
Yeah, but also you're on an elevated platform. And also, True. Nobody ever gives you... it's never like you look exactly the same height as I thought you would be. It's always like, you're taller, you're shorter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're right. No one's ever been like, hey, man.
You're adequate size.
Yeah, you're 5'8". You're exactly how little I thought you were going to be.
You're bigger than you are on the phone. I would hope so. Watch 100%. It at 0.5.
Yeah, I'm literally as
Mikey
big
new
as
your hair.
Huh?
Mikey
oh,
new
Mikey
hair.
New hair.
You have new hair.
I do. You know, I went to Puerto Rico, man.
Oh! Are you doing the halftime Super Bowl show?
Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. Dude, I'm actually doing a show in Puerto Rico. We're setting it up right now. So much happening. So much fucking happening.
What in the Morgan J did you say to me? You're doing a show in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
You're too big for this show now.
No!
This
not even true. Dude.
You're doing a show in Puerto Rico? I'm doing Dayton, Ohio, and you're doing Puerto Rico.
But I think that's what makes me Morgan J is because I am doing a Dayton, Ohio, and I'm also doing Puerto Rico.
Okay, first of all,
so much
what
talk about
fuck,
here.
How the fuck? Who the fuck? When the fuck?
Well, this is what happened. So I was in Puerto Rico, and you know how there's, you get recognized more than me, but there, you know how there's certain parts of
that,
the country. That you, or certain, certain parts of the country or markets, whatever, that people
You're
recognize you
around.
More.
Yeah.
And then you walk in other places and everyone, no one knows you or
I could
whatever.
Run for mayor in Florida.
Correct. So that's where I think-
Do
was
they
so,
have a mayor in Florida?
Sir.
All right, let's move on.
Well, they have a governor of Florida. It's an alligator doing crank.
Yes. What is crank? Weightlifting bros?
No, isn't crank?
Crank is crack.
Crack, but it's crack and meth or something. It's double.
Crack has so many like variants.
But I think crank is two different
crack
things.
Crack is like a latte. There's so many variants.
Oh, yeah.
How do you want your milk? Have you ever had pistachio milk?
Pokey
fire.
No, I like women. No, what is it?
Crank is methamphetamines.
It's just meth?
Yeah.
I thought it was mixed with something.
A good time.
Hey!
All right. Puerto Rico.
There's
places you walk around.
Yeah.
People know
you. So some places I walk around, no one says anything. Some places, but I was in Puerto Rico, dude, and I was getting in one of
my locals or tourists?
Tourists. No, it was locals.
Because tourists leave.
Correct.
They leave.
So it was locals, right? And then I was coffee shops and walking around, whatever. And everyone's really nice. And then I started posting stuff from the vacation, like
oh,
and
people
then
were like, "Yo, are you here?
You're
are
here.
You
you're
show?
Doing a show." But and it was so many that I was like, "Hold on, what's happening?" And then people in the street were like, "Yo, you should do a show." And I'm just like, "Fuck it, I should just do a show." And so I hit my agent and I was like, "Dude, this is kind of crazy."
Fuck it, good rabbit tour.
First of all, can I say this? My man speaks Spanish. Why is his name Bad Bunny?
How would you say
it's English? I don't know.
How?
I already asked my girlfriend this, and she said that it doesn't sound as cool.
They're Bad Bunny.
you just say Bad Bunny.
That's how he says it.
No, I know. But what is Bad Bunny in Spanish? What's your guess? What is it?
I'm trying to think. What's the opposite of bueno? No bueno, rabito.
Mal.
Oh yeah, what am I talking about? Mal? Spanish speaks Spanish. What? How do you say it?
I don't know how to say bunny though.
Conejito. What?
What did you just play?
Conejito.
I'm hard.
Conejito.
What
is that? Bunny? Is that bunny?
Conejito, yeah.
No bueno, conejito.
It's conejito bunny?
Yes.
Do you see all the people that are like doing like their own halftime shows for the Super Bowl?
Shut
They're
up.
They're like, we don't support. We're doing our own. There's a lot, and it's very interesting.
And they're all drinking Bud Light.
Yeah. Modern day. Yeah. Not 3 years
Not
ago.
Not 3 years ago.
Yeah, but like it's very interesting. Like, where are they going to stream that? Who, like, who?
Rumble.
What?
Rumble.
I get right, but like, who are they going to have?
It's going to be on Rumble. Yeah. It's going to be Kid Rock.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're watching the football and just not watching the halftime show.
Yeah. Then
why do people care so much about the halftime show?
Like, literally, go outside, throw the pigskin. That's it. throw a football, drink a beer, and come back in 20 minutes.
Yeah, look on your phone, realize you lost 10 grand on fucking DraftKings,
yeah.
Rebet because you need your money back, and then sit down with a bowl of guacamole, and that's it. Why do people, I don't watch the halftime show. Who, is it ever fun? Have you ever watched a halftime show and you're like, well, this is awesome? Maybe Kendrick, but that was the only one.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it a lot for, you know, what are people going to be talking about?
Right.
What's the funny?
But it's not good. Like, Katy Perry looked like she was on fucking crank.
She looked like she was on, like, a hand puppet.
Yeah, but, and then Michael Jackson came out of the fucking roof or something.
What it is, it's just every year, it's just half the audience being like, back in the Michael Jackson did the Rose Bowl, motherfucker. And some people are like, this is the best thing ever. But dude, nobody's ever like, hey, that was great.
Yeah, can
but
we,
also, who cares?
Can we just get that? That's
you know what
my
happens
point.
Monday who morning? We're still going to work.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
Who
these,
gives a
these
fuck?
These people with opinions. I have a new bit that I'm yelling.
Her titty out. Ain't nobody beating that.
No, correct. Correct. Let me see the areola or I don't give a fucking fuck.
I'm sick of it.
I'm sick of it. Everyone, stop having an opinion.
Yeah.
Everyone, shut up, including me, don't have an
Everyone.
Opinion. Just go to work, have the fucking government suck your dick. The military industrial complex is still going to exist. Buildings are still getting blown up. Who cares?
Oh. Well.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
So you're doing a show in Puerto
Rico.
So
I literally hit
Puerto Rico.
I literally hit my agent up and I was like, bro, this is crazy.
He didn't say bro. He said, bueno.
I said, yeah, grapito. But that's not even close to anything I was said 3 minutes ago.
Grapito?
Crepes are unbelievable.
Do you think crepes eat pancakes like you fat bitch?
Yes.
All right, moving on.
I think crepes are pancakes on Ozempic.
Yes.
Someone write that down. Put it on my obituary. Huh?
Ozempcakes.
Ozempcakes. I think I'm like an ass more. Hold on. Let me get back to my thing.
No shit. You're doing a show in Puerto Rico. You ain't coming back with tits, man. Coming back from the BBL island itself. God damn it.
I just been biting my girlfriend's butt. I look at it and I'm like, I am biting that thing. Is that how you feel? Not out of my girlfriend's ass.
She does have a...
anyway, so to end this fucking story, that's not fun at all. Puerto Rico...
How big is the venue you're doing out there?
I don't know yet. I don't know yet. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's two different venues that we're trying to choose from.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not like...
Like, I'm doing a show out there. I was like, ready for you to plug it. And then you're like,
No. Because we're waiting... Because we're routing it with Miami shows. We're doing Miami.
Oh.
Miami. And then we're going to... I was going to say drive. Am I drunk? We're going to fly to...
Drive
maybe.
Fast enough.
If I was Jesus.
I'm sick of these fucking Sora videos.
Are we done with it yet?
I'm sick of it. Because I see one where it's like a guy walking on water. But dude, what it is like... Like, they're just... They don't do anything for him. It's close to doing something for me, but it's not right now. Because right now, it's all these people and comedians who are like, oh, this is me on stage as a bunny, as a rabbit. No!
Yeah.
But Facebook is flooded with it. Dude, the boomers are getting fucking doused by it. It's crazy.
Once everyone realizes what AI looks like, I think these apps are going to try to scrape it. Because I don't think we want to see it.
I fell for one recently. It's a pastor at a church with the Bentley. Did any of you guys see that?
Mm-mm.
Dude.
I didn't think that was real.
I am praying to God it's not.
I thought that was
not real. See?
What
see?
Is this?
Well,
what is this?
If Jack and I are...
Bentley that I park in the church is not just for me. It's for the church. It's for us.
Can we drive it?
No. God wouldn't want that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's Bentley that I...
Wow. But sometimes
can we drive
just...
it? No.
I mean,
that's got to be AI.
I mean, it's first of all, the car is, I don't know, 1,000 times bigger than what it should be.
yes.
I mean,
yes,
look at it.
Yes,
unless he's first... Kevin Hart's toenail.
But this, yes. But this is the first time I was like, oh no.
Well, because I don't think that we like to feel like we've been tricked. And once people switch their mentality to, is this AI first? Because right now, everyone, especially like boomers, there's no like, is this real first?
Are you AI?
Yes. But you know what I mean? Like, you know how we're starting to look at social media and we're like, is this real? That's our first inclination before we go, oh, fuck, what's happening? Right? But yeah. I think boomers right now are not. Once the boomers go, once they switch their mentality, this AI shit's going to really,
dude,
I think it's going to start
bombing.
One
swing down Facebook. It's all it is. It's just like, and they do like 40 million views and it's always on a Ring camera. And I think they do that so it looks like downgraded quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like a bear knocking at a door. And they're like, whoa, I didn't know bears could knock.
Goddamn. Ladies and gents, Michael Blaustein will be yelling about feet where I will tell you. November 6th through the 8th, Salt Lake City. 4 out of the 6 shows already sold out. We already added one, so go get tickets. November 20th, I'll be in Fort Lauderdale. November 21st, we added a show in Tampa, so go get tickets before you cannot. November 22nd, sold out. I love you. November 23rd, Jacksonville, my hometown. And Minneapolis.
Where I drank breast milk.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Minneapolis, we added a show December 3rd, on sale now. December 5th, Madison. December 6th, Chicago. December 19th to the 20th, Stamford, and then we will announce the tour, 2026. Guys, I love you. Blogcomedy.com, blogcomedy.com.
TrevorWalls.com, biggest show of my lifetime in my hometown, New York City. I'm at the Beacon, November 8th.
Yes, guys, you are.
This is the most beautiful venue, I think, I've ever, one of the most iconic, if not the most iconic venue I've ever
it's
performed.
It's incredible, dude.
Listen, I wanted to take a bigger swing. Last year, I did Town Hall, and that was freaking awesome and sold out. And I told my agents, they wanted me back at Town Hall. I said, no. I said, no, let's go bigger.
Yeah.
Let's go Beacon. I wanted to go bigger, so let's freaking do it, dude. November 8th, tickets are moving and grooving. Front all sold out. So go to TrevorWalls.com to get those remaining balcony tickets. Then I'm just going to fire through some dates for 2025. Boise just added a new show. December 7th, added a late show. December 12th through the 14th, those are the makeup dates for Dayton, Ohio. There's Dayton, Ohio, December 12th through the 14th. Then we got the Ryman in Nashville, January 8th, Louisville, January 9th, January 10th, Cleveland, Ohio. And then I'm just going to fire off some dates. Los Angeles at the Wiltern. Holy shit. Ventura County, my actual hometown, January 17th. San Luis Obispo, Bakersfield, Fresno, Oakland, Sacramento, Reno, Austin, Dallas, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and many, many, many more. Go to TrevorWallace.com for tickets. This ad is brought to you by True Classic. You guys have seen me sporting some plain, casual, comfy clothes on this show. And believe it or not, they are True Classic, man. They have sold over 25 million shirts to more than 5 million customers, racking up over 200,000 five-star reviews. So don't just let my word of mouth be the word of mouth.
Yes.
Mouth your word.
And mouth my word, too, because I have freaking True Classic t-shirts as well, dude. They are so comfy. You can wear them just walking around the house. I wear them on stage sometimes, dude. They are incredible. The quality is incredible, dude. The brand isn't just about freaking fabric or fit, okay? It's about helping guys show up every freaking day with confidence and purpose, all right? As I said before, guys, you know, we've been both wearing True Classic for a while now, and you can feel the freaking difference the moment you throw it on. All right. It is tailored to what you want. It's relaxed. All right. Where you need it. No bunching, no stiff freaking fabric. I wear these when I play golf sometimes, and I can't tell you how annoying it is when it starts bunching when you're trying to swing. Zero bunching when you got True Classic. Okay. So forget about overpriced designer brands. Skip the freaking cheap throwaway stuff. True Classic is built for comfort, built to last, and built to give back. All right. You can find them on Amazon, Target, Costco, Sam's Club, or head to trueclassic.com/socks to try them out for yourself. That's trueclassic.com/socks.
Goddamn. If you comment on an AI video and you think it's real, myself included, you're offline. You're offline.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
You should have to take a driver's license the same way you have to take one to drive a car.
Wow. Yes,
at 65, you have to retest for the internet.
You know what I think, though? I think, you know, the Nigerian scammers, you know how they will email someone and they say they're from Nigeria?
Yes.
Because they have to filter. They send so many emails.
Yeah.
They have to filter out all the people that won't fall for the scam. Mm. So if you see they're from Nigeria and they email back, then you know they're on the hook,
right? Do you think any of those Nigerian princes get an email back? But I can't believe somebody fell for this.
Yes. I mean, I really do. Yeah. I mean, listen, I fell for Nigerian scams. So it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really all good.
Yeah.
What was my point? My point well, that was like
when
is...
This is no different than when, like, maybe, like, 8 or 10 years ago when people... It'd be, like, an Ellen DeGeneres fake Twitter account, and they'd be, like, retweet this, giving everybody who retweets this $1,000, and everybody would retweet it. Or, like, share this to your story, and then somebody from your hometown would share it, and then they'd write the caption, like, you never know. No, you know.
You know.
You know this is not you know this is not Ellen DeGeneres just sitting there taking time off from yelling at her employees and be like, let's give everybody $1,000 to retweet this.
Yeah. I will say, though, when you're younger, when I'm like 14, I was definitely doing that. But if you're like an of age person and you're commenting back, I think something needs to happen. Maybe you shouldn't be able to vote or something. I don't think anyone should be able to vote.
Yeah,
am I a communist? All right. Bad Bunny show.
Puerto Rico.
So we're going to go from Miami to Puerto Rico that Saturday. Details to come. But two really nice venues.
Great.
Very, very excited. Anyways, what was the point? Oh, so just to unload about the whole Puerto Rico trip,
because
we haven't really unloaded. Yeah. I unloaded a lot.
Load boost. Are they
load
still
boost?
Kicking?
Right, they can't be. I mean, that's not even real,
I
right?
I think Rain Bet bought them. Anyways, go on.
What'd you say?
I see a Rain Bet ad every 4 seconds on the internet. That's another thing that pissed me off.
Yeah.
Every video has a Rain Bet ad on it.
Is Rain Bet even
fun? I think I'm done with the internet. I think I'm sick of it. I scroll and I just get mad now. I'm like, no.
Well, that's why I don't scroll.
How?
Post, what do you goodbye.
Do? What do you, but then what?
Watch basketball. Ugh. Talk to my girlfriend.
Okay.
You could show us a ugh again.
Ugh.
Read?
Read?
I'm reading the worst book I've ever read in my life. And
what
I can't
it?
Finish
Kampf?
It. My, no, that's my favorite book.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad take.
Is it? Have you read it? It's got a really good opinions in there. Did I talk about what book I'm reading right now? I feel like I have.
What book?
It's from some fucking like YM book or YA book, sorry. YM's crazy. YA, some young adult book. Dude, there's pages in there where this girl is trying to fuck a fairy. I mean,
wait,
trying to fuck one.
What's happening?
It's called, fucked.
It's called illegal.
It's not. It's legal. It's in a book.
YA book is a young adult book, a work of fiction written for readers between the ages of 12 and 18.
Yep. Can I say this though? I'm not.
The new haircut says everything I need to know.
I'm not actually.
You're not fighting allegations.
I'm not actually sure if it is a YA book. It just feels like it's read like that. It's called.
What do you mean if it's read like that? How is it supposed to be read? Out loud?
No, no. Because like YA books will have like scenes where there's like the woman is like, oh, I'm. They have like pseudo sex scenes and like fucking. In
okay,
books.
How did you get onto this book?
So my girlfriend. Can we actually look? It's something Fury.
Fast and the Furious?
What if it was?
This Dominic Toretto guy fucks.
it's like a whole like fantasy series. Fury and fuck. What's it called? It has a red cover. No, it's like Fury and Fire.
Whatever it is, it sounds boring. How did you?
No. It's the first like. Fun
Are you sure you want to debate this? That this is a good book?
It's no, I don't. It's
a
not
child
a good
making
book.
Love with a fairy. No, this shit is good.
It's not a child. You changed it. It's a young woman. It's a young woman. She's 19. She's had it 12 times in the fucking book. YA book. Goddamn, about a fucking text my girlfriend to see what it is. Funny. What is it called? The Fury of fucking.
Yeah, okay, does it?
God damn it! But, sorry, it doesn't matter.
How did you get onto this book?
The point. How did I? Because my girlfriend was reading, and I was like, yeah. I was like, is that book good? She literally goes, no, and I go, right, fuck. But then I was in Puerto Rico. That's it. That's it. That's you see the mist, the court of mist and fury. That's the second one. Whatever the first one is.
This shit looks like ass. How did she start reading it?
No, that's it. Sorry. My bad. But that's the second one. Anyway, so the Court of Mist and Fury. But there's a first one that has a red cover, the one I'm reading. She was reading it in Puerto Rico, and she finished it, and I don't have anything to fucking
take a shot
read.
Every time I go to Puerto Rico on this podcast.
Seven times. But that's why I grabbed it. I was like, all right, fuck, I guess I'll just read it.
She said it's bad, and then you started reading it?
Yeah, but I have this thing where if I start a book, I can't not finish it, or I feel bad about myself. I need to go to therapy.
You haven't finished The Sopranos yet.
Yeah. We're doing it slow because we only have like seven episodes left, and I'm really sad. No, that's the fourth one. It doesn't. The red one. Whatever the red one is in that fucking, that's it.
Of Thorns and Roses.
Yes, a Court of Thorns and Roses. Anyways, there's multiple times where this 19-year-old girl is trying to fuck a fairy. Like, really just detailed. I have to skip pages. I'm like, let's get to the narrative.
We got
to
get you back on porn, brother. What you're reading eroticas about community college students.
Yeah.
Fucking Tinkerbell. What's going on?
I don't know, but I will say, I want to see, whenever they make these movies, I want to see who they cast as the Grand Fairy. No, I think this is going to be these books are like sold like 70 million copies.
This is a big book right now?
Massive.
Well, I'm sorry. I take back everything I said.
Oh, yeah. This is huge. I mean, that's why.
I don't read. I'm illiterate.
Yeah, that's why. You're not illiterate. I feel like sometimes I am. I can't spell. Like, dude, I'll be on my phone and I'm like trying to spell anything.
What's crazy is the word illiterate is such a big word for somebody who can't read.
Correct.
It should just be dumb.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Not illiterate. I'm just dumb.
It is.
Like, you think somebody could even read the word who's illiterate?
Well, that's what the same thing as Lisp.
Fucked.
I mean, fuck you.
Yeah.
It's the hardest word in the English language. Lisp?
But maybe they put it in the word to prove that you do have a lisp. Because if somebody's like, yo, I have a lisp, you're like, I didn't hear it, but you have a lisp.
Yeah, the lisp is just a whole nother thing. YA, but the way they describe the guy, I want to see who they cast. Beefcake.
I'll tell you, Pedro Pascal.
I think he's done.
Really?
I don't know. But I know they're gonna cast what's that fucking guy that used to be Elvis Presley, that motherfucker.
Austin Butler.
They're gonna cast that guy.
Yeah.
He's such a fucking smoke show. You ever seen Ryan Gosling? I'll lick him.
Yeah, the hair.
All of it. Oh,
no,
the
I'm
hair.
Saying your hair.
Oh,
you're not finding allegations. Yeah. You're like, my girlfriend. Okay, buddy. So Puerto Rico. What we talked briefly on the Patreon. /SipSuckPod.
Do it.
What else happened out there? Did you get a little Alejuta la gasolina?
Alejuta la gasolina.
Gasolina? There was something you're like, I got to talk about someone else here for the main feed.
Right.
This
is the main feed. So this didn't happen in Puerto Rico, but it's happened recently.
Oh.
Yeah. And everyone's going to make fun of me when I say this.
Good.
But have you guys ever had the S-E-G-G Captain? You guys ever have...
Don't bring your dog into this.
You're right. God, I miss her. Captain America. She's huge and big and teeny and little.
Did you leave her in Puerto Rico?
Get in a hush. No. So, have you guys ever had sex?
No.
All right. Alex, have you ever had sex, but intimate?
What the fuck? Am I doing a podcast with Sora right now? Do Sora with the Stiff Socks podcast. Did I get swapped out with an MD foodie boy? What are you talking about?
Walk yourself through it emotionally.
What do you mean? But intimate?
Have you ever had sex?
Okay, yes.
But like, flex. It, but emotionally. What like, not just hell? Like jump into it. We're on Pornhub.com.
Sure.
We're just fucking whatever. Yeah. You have. Like, you ever like.
But like, what is your level of like intimacy? Like, what are you talking about?
Just like really like just taking your time. And like feeling like every like nook and cranny and inch of the person that you love. I know it's very funny, but
well,
like,
using the word nook and cranny.
Yeah. I'm not describing a cookie. but like
nook and cranny. Right.
Yeah, nook. Yeah, but you just like really just like exploring each other and like touching each other and just like really just like taking your time and not like oh, we had a session, because it's not even that. It's just like this like it's just like. It sounds corny, but like love making. Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Lucy. What is Lucy? It's 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco free. Plus, they got the new Lucy Breakers, brother. Lucy Breakers are nicotine pouches with extra surprise. Each pouch holds a capsule that can be broken up to release a little extra flavor and hydration. Set yourself up with a subscription. Have Lucy delivered straight to your door. It's Lucy. Open up. My
What's
favorite
up?
Flavor. I'll tell you what my
What
favorite.
Is it? What
Dude,
is it?
Like a little espresso. Oh.
Buddy, you have that in your mouth sometimes, and I literally think you just had a coffee. It smells so divine and delicious.
Yes.
And yes!
I feel like I'm at a coffee shop. It's great for work. I'm like, double shot of work, please.
Buddy, I will throw one in right before I edit, and let me tell you something. It just makes the edit better. It makes the
day. I can't edit without it.
Dude, it makes car rides better. I'll be in a car. We live in LA. We're always in freaking cars, always in traffic, and you put one in, just relax,
Post-set. Oh, it's great.
Post-set.
Post-comedy, post-work, anything.
Guys, let me tell you something, all right? Let us level up your nicotine routine with Lucy. Go to lucy.co/stiff and use our code STIFF to get 20% off your first order. Lucy has a 30-day refund policy if you change your mind. Again, that is lucy.co and use our code STIFF to get 20% off.
And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are the only for adults of legal age and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Goddamn. Have you ever? I'm asking.
I would like to think so.
I haven't.
But
No.
What,
no,
what
I
made
haven't.
This different? Like, just more buildup time?
Just way more buildup time.
How much time?
Before insertion?
Yeah.
40 minutes.
That's crazy.
I understand. Like, I understand.
That's like 1.5 Family episodes.
No.
Maybe two.
No, I understand. But like, I'm talking about candles lit. music going, oh. And you know I don't even like to bang with music on, but like when I'm not banging, I'm making love, baby.
Whoa. What are we listening to?
What's
Loyalty
name?
Free? Give Epidemic Sounds?
What if it was that? No, like Giveon playlist.
Oh!
Yeah.
You trying to get her pregnant.
Hey!
If you fuck to Giveon, you're pretty much telling her like, if you get pregnant, we're keeping it.
Yeah.
Giveon's such a great artist.
He's so good.
I've heard he's short.
Good.
That's all I got. Nothing wrong with that. That's all I got on
that. But have you... So you saying you'd like to think so, but have you?
I mean, I'm sure I have. Yeah, I mean, the candles and all that lit, yeah, for sure.
But I'm talking about like...
I don't know if I'm getting what you're talking about. Like, just more foreplay?
I mean, I guess.
You're
like
talking
five-play,
brother?
Like simplistically, yeah, just like way, way, way more... foreplay and just like really like feel, this is gonna sound, guys, everyone make fun of me, it's totally fine, but like just feeling into each other's like energy, like you're just feeling
what
the other person.
What did you do this week? Did
acid.
You take mushrooms and go to town? I mean, what's happening?
No.
I'm trying to, I think so, but I don't know, like.
And the reason I bring it up is because one, it was a transcendent experience, but two, I've never made love before. And I've talked about it, I've talked to,
really?
No, Doug, 100%. If you guys listen to me on this pod, I'm dominant, choking people, throw them in cages. Mm. That's not love. That's sex. You know?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's fun. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, S&M sex, nothing bad with that.
What's
but
S&M?
Like, it's a candy bar. No, it's a, yeah, this is, you know, S&M.
B?
Yeah. What'd I say?
S&M?
S&M. S&M. But like just, I mean, like love, dog. Fucking creating love. I've never done it, and you can't do it all the time because you can't.
Done it,
dude. No, no.
Are you saying it more like emotionally, like instead of you thinking like, "Oh, this is what I'm gonna do next," or "I'm not gonna come," or "I'm gonna do this," or whatever? You were just fully,
in the moment,
and
baby daddy.
Was it planned or just like it just happened in the build up and the
we've sort of been
music?
Talking about it. What do you mean? Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just feel like it's like...
Why is that funny?
I don't know.
to make love?
It feels weird to be like, we should make love tonight.
No, but why? But if you... Bunch of dudes in a basement. I'm trying to explain to you guys what love is.
I know, but like, you're just such a backwards guy.
I know.
I thought you were going to come in here and be like, guys, finally got pegged in Puerto Rico.
No.
Good title.
Pegged in Puerto Rico. Unbelievable.
But it's like... It's just weird hearing this from you.
No, I know.
Because you're quite the opposite.
Correct.
But like, how did you talk about it? And what was different than the other conversations from before?
It was just like, it was a conversation of like, we have like our sex life is great, but like, I would like to explore like another avenue of this. Yeah. And like, it like increased intimacy, increased like, let's like make love. And,
okay.
You know? And so we sort of talked about that. And truthfully, I didn't, like this sounds whatever, but like, I didn't know what that meant. I had no idea what that meant. Because, like, we're trained on porn. We're trained on, you know, if you know, buy fucking rope at an H&M and like, hang her from the Liberty Bell or whatever the fuck. You know? I don't know what any of those words meant, but you know what I'm
That's
saying.
That's what I thought would be more on brand for you.
But, like, you know, like, that type of sex, right? That we've been watching porn since we were kids. So, like, that's what sex is to us. But, like, but there is another avenue. And you're my brain to go down the avenue... I'm like, oh, it doesn't sound, you know, it doesn't sound interesting, right? But I'm telling you, oh my God, it was like, it was I'm going to get flamed online, but like, it was better than sex. It like wasn't sex. It was like sex, but like mixed with love. I don't know. Am I on mushrooms right now?
I think you're trying to come out of the closet.
I did. I just did. Look at my hair.
Okay. A lot to unpack here.
So much to unpack.
I'm just thinking, like, did it feel different to be like, all right, let's light the candle. Let's put music on.
No, it didn't. And I hear that. Because that to me, if it was inverted and you were saying this to me, I'm like, oh, that sounds like so forced. But it wasn't. We just kind of did it. It wasn't like, all right, time to make love. Like, that's awful.
That's what I was picturing when you first said it. But the other part makes sense.
No. It was like a very... like organic thing that happened, and we just been talking about it once or twice before, so it sort of just like happened. And again, dude, I was like exploring because I still sort of, you know, I'm not even not comfortable, but I'm still slightly in my head about what that is. Like what, like sort of like
the, and, quote, so what were you guys doing in the foreplay section? What do the 40 minutes consist of?
What are the what?
What do the 40 minutes consist of?
I mean, just like kissing and like touching each other and kissing each other on like erotic zones and not, you know, like, you know, like behind. Am I?
Erotic zones is
just like
one of the worst podcast names I've ever heard of. Erotic just like, zones?
Just like, you know, behind the ears and on like the nipples and like.
Yeah. You're trying to get her pregnant.
For sure. And like, no. And like, you know, just like, just kissing sort of everywhere, yeah. You know, and like, but really like centrally and taking your time. Sure. And like, it's just the opposite of what we've been trained for. And again, I'd be the first train autistic Tylenol, but I would be the first person to be like, oh, come on, put it in her fucking ass or whatever. Right. And yes, I'm still that guy. Yes. Put in the ass. Love a good ass. Fuck. I'm Michael, but love also fun and maybe better. And I've never done it before. This is the first fucking time. Dude, the fucking nut. This is the first Michael thing I've said in 20 minutes. The nut.
Thank God.
Was, dude, I'm telling you, it felt like Mary Magdalene sucked my cock.
All right. Is that a church figure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is that bad? First of all, I said Mary Magdalene, you dumb fuck. She was a prostitute in the Bible. Not Mary.
Well, yeah, but she was still saved by Jesus. All right, we're getting off topic.
I've been watching. Stop making Jesus it show. Real. It's just a joke.
It's funny.
God damn.
Okay. But yeah, you're slow baking it, right?
Dude,
I think what yes. you're talking about here is literally just the... It's like that with anything in life, really.
Okay.
You know, not to equate this, it's not a one-for-one at all,
no,
but
please.
For cooking, right? If you spend 8 hours making this perfect sous vide steak, you spend so much and delicate, slow cook, cut into it. If you put that in the microwave for 6 minutes, sure, it's cooked, maybe. Does it do the job? Sure, but.
Yeah. I think I've been fucking like a Hot Pocket. And I finally fucked like sous vide, whatever. I finally fucked like that.
Yeah.
And dude, it's not, we can't do it all the time. I can't, you know, I can't schedule 2 hours of whatever, but like it was just a completely different experience than what I've ever experienced.
So how long start to finish was the whole prospect? Prospect is what I'd say. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Whole project.
Project. Yeah, project's good, works. Probably like a little more than an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're not, you know, like I'm not, excuse me, not like 4 hours.
Good,
but like
calories burned?
Oh, dude, burned.
Oh.
Burned.
All right.
I mean, I literally can get hard thinking about it.
Oh.
Hard, love.
Well, it's all you got.
Yep.
No porn.
Off of it. Yeah. Anyway, but does that entice you at all? With me, I mean.
I just feel like you don't think you've ever done anything like that in your entire life.
No.
I think you've been more sexually active in your life than you have not been sexually active. Is
correct.
Correct?
Correct.
So I feel you've never done anything like that.
No.
That's.
Spit in your mouth, swallow it, turn around, put your fingers in your own ass, call me Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, you're going opposite, which is so.
That's what I mean. I know.
Yeah.
I know, but never. Yeah, never,
man,
not one time.
I held her hand in the movie theater the other night.
Hold on, what'd you say?
That's what you're going to say. You're going to be like, man, I held her hand in the movie theater one night. Like,
I know.
You're going to go back to like, you're in eighth grade again. YA.
Oh, maybe I am.
Are you a YA?
But anyways, people who are listening and people who are live in the studio, I'm telling you, man.
Live in the studio.
I'm just like you guys too. But like, Jack, have you ever made love?
Yes. Most times than not.
Oh,
you're so
man,
fucking
cool. What are you doing?
Cool.
Putting on Cooper DeGene highlights and fucking going to town with your lady.
But like so more often than not, you're like taking your time,
yeah.
And like really just like connecting emotionally and energy wise.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, then I'm.
Yeah, but he lives across the coast from her.
Well, yeah. All the more reason why. Like, I don't know if I mean, no.
That's why
I'm going straight feral if I'm living across
this
country.
Girl.
Huh?
You're gonna marry this girl.
Who?
Your girl.
Oh, I thought you meant you, like your wife. I was like, what? Yeah, probably like 100%. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Alex? Love? Making love?
Yeah, I have.
No, that guy lied. Go ahead.
How about Trev?
What about me?
You're trying to, yeah.
Of course, but it varies. Like I'm just going based on what I'm reading the room.
Right.
If it seems like clothes are slipping off faster than others, yeah, it feels
right,
weird.
Right.
Because then it's almost like, hey, what's happening? Why aren't you in me? What's
right,
going on?
Right. Right.
She's saying that to me. I'm not saying that to her. I'm not getting pegged.
So she's quarterbacking the whole thing.
No, I'm just
saying. She's not saying, but you're feeling
it. It feels like to slow it down. At one point, they'd be like, okay, what?
Right.
Maybe, I don't know. Do you have to have a conversation beforehand? Be like, hey, let's take it slow. Mm. Or you just go slow and see what happens.
I think maybe.
And then they're like over there saying things that are arousing, like, I need it. Give it to me. And
you're like, I need it.
And you're like,
my oven is preheated.
Yeah.
Where's that biscuit?
We got 19 more minutes of foreplay, girl.
Right.
Super soaker coming soon.
I think you can just kind of feel out what the day or night feels like, right? If you're having sex at 1 and she got to go to work at 2, then no. But if it's like 9 o'clock and you don't have a show and you guys are just hanging out,
maybe
you could try it.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I'm saying this because 1, it was experience, but 2, I mean, I didn't know that I could like it. And I don't even like it. I love it.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, dude.
It was Cold Stone? Like it, love it, gotta have it.
Gotta have it. Dude,
I think I'm like, we're like passing each other in kind of lives here on this podcast where you're slowing down and doing that more like normal stuff. Now, I got to go the opposite.
And?
I got to come home with a ball gag and a spike chain.
Good.
Give me the Hassan Piker necklace.
I'm cool with that. All he does is wear a pearl necklace, so.
Yeah. Would you just give it to your girlfriend for free? You thought I was talking about the dog collar? Let's move on.
Oh, okay.
What? I was. That was a bit, and then everybody got weird.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it.
All right. Bark, bark.
Bark, bark. What was I going to say? Are you attempting that stuff? Have you done it?
I'm just
getting no updates over here.
I know, but like I'm just doing what I think would feel normal on the regular. I'm not like adding extra, but I'm not.
Baby, paint me a picture.
Give me an easel. Just trying to think. It's great. It's just straightforward lovemaking. It's nothing crazy.
Lovemaking. Oh. So you have been lovemaking.
Can I say that?
I know you can say it.
Can I say that if I haven't said it to her yet?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Like making?
Like making's crazy. Like making's in the YA book.
I like that.
That's just great.
It is. But I just go based on what feels right time wise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the parts beforehand is kind of
it's
kind of like a YouTube ad. You're like, you can either skip it or not. The foreplay.
It's crazy.
Some nights I skip it, some nights I go, you know what? Let it ride.
Yeah, there's some YouTube ads when I go, I can't believe I watched the whole thing. Yeah. Wow, good
ad. And that's how foreplay is for me. Mm. I go, you know, sometimes we're skipping and sometimes I go, let this, you know, it says skip and I go, nah, keep ticking.
Yeah.
Keep watching.
I think out of us two, you be more of a guy who would lean a little bit more into foreplay. But I think I'm starting to lean a little bit into foreplay to your earlier point.
Yeah, you're backtracking.
I'm back. But here's the thing. Maybe I'm not.
You might fuck yourself into celibacy.
Good. But maybe I'm not backtracking. Maybe I'm actually moving forward. And I think I am.
Different race.
No, but I think I just put a new tool in my tool belt.
You know what it is for you? You beat a certain video game as one character, and now you're starting over.
Yeah.
You're doing the 2K, and you're a new player.
Yeah, I beat the game using my Tomb Raider character.
Yeah.
And now I have to beat it being a Teletubby.
You beat it being Freddy Freakoff, and now you're over here, Mikey Slow Jams.
I love all of what you just said.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're bumping Giveon, and you're just foreplaying longer.
Dude,
and
just taking and your time.
And then once you started doing the SE double hockey sticks.
Yes.
Sex.
Fucking. It felt... fucking crazy. Dude, because you're doing foreplay for so long, you forget there's pussy involved. You forget. You, oh my God. You had that the whole time?
Right.
Yeah.
And then you go, what were you doing that beforehand for? Just to appreciate it more?
Dude. Oh, hold on. What was the question?
I don't know.
Okay. And did,
you go, then, okay, if that was there, how did you know you were done foreplaying?
Dude, just to ask a question and completely abandon it 8 seconds later is so funny. Sorry, what
How did you know that it was time to be done foreplaying?
Man, that's a great question, dude. That's a great question. I don't know. You know how when you're like 70 yards out on the golf course and you have that right fucking tempo
putter.
Well, no, if you have that right, like the right feel, and you just hit it 70 yards. If someone asked you, "Hey, man, how'd you hit it 70 yards?" You go, "I don't know. You kind of just felt 70 yards." Mm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So you kind of just—I just kind of felt like it was. First of all, that was a great example. No one gave a fuck.
No, but, that's why I said. Mm-hmm.
I'm totally
locked in.
You.
I'm like, yeah. How do you know what's 150?
Yeah, you don't know. Crazy. Don't know.
I was thinking about it with quarterbacks too. It's like they know how far to throw it.
Yeah.
Every time.
Crazy. It's crazy.
Based on where a guy's running, they're like, I will get it into his hands. It's kind of nuts.
But it is nuts, but it's very similar to golf, right? Like, if you hit a 9-iron 150 and you have 140, you're like, okay, I can't hit a full 9-iron. I have to hit 90. But you sort of know what a 90%.
But those are, like, set degrees on the clubs.
Yes.
An arm is just how much strength am I giving this throw?
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy because he's not, like, dialing a 7 on his shoulder. He just hucks it. But he knows exactly, for the most part, how far.
But I think he might. Like, muscle memory, he is sort of dialing 70%, which is nuts.
But, like, all that within seconds. Correct. And millions of people watch.
Crazy.
And 38 yards, bing, boom.
Bang, boom. And you've probably made love way more than me. I'm gonna push this narrative. Anyways, that's what happened. Very big proponent. First time I did it, and I'm doing it again. Holy bitch fuck. I'm telling you, dude, I came and it was the come of a lifetime.
Mm. And where was that?
Let me think.
Both answers. You know what I mean.
I don't know.
Where and where?
I'm trying to remember. I think just Owen.
And then was this in here or was this Puerto Rico?
This was a couple days after we got back from Puerto Rico.
So here?
Here, yes.
What time of day?
Probably 8 p.m.
Okay, Sunday? Yeah.
I think it was Sunday, actually.
Sunday's a good love-making
night. Dude, 8 p.m. on a Sunday?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Cocks are getting touched.
Oh, yeah. Cocks, vaginas, buttholes.
Family Guy? No.
Yeah, no. No. Oh, dude. Vagina is just unmatched. It's unmatched.
Rank the top 3 days of the week and times to have sex.
Sunday, 8 p.m., number 1.
That's crazy.
Number 2, I will say, Friday, 3 in the morning. you're obliterated. Dude, you might have had a fucking psilocybin chocolate. You have no idea. You had 3 fucking espresso martinis. You took 3 fireball shots before you even fucking went out. You're like, you've been dancing. You're a little sweaty. You don't even know the gender you're with. You don't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
And you're just,
be fucking a couch cushion.
Good. Yeah. Just spitting and fucking. And then the third one, let's see.
I think Saturday.
Okay.
1 p.m.
Got to walk me through that. Saturday, 1 p.m. Don't touch me. I'm doing my tonal.
Well, I think it's like that kind of like late Saturday where you're like, you get up, you go get a coffee,
come back.
And women are hilarious. And I'm not speaking for everyone, but it is very funny.
But go ahead.
That they'll want to get coffee in the morning.
Yeah.
Right? Get coffee at like 11 or 12. Down the whole thing, which is 4 sips for them. And then they'll want to be like, we should lay down. What do you mean? I'm tweaking off a quad shot.
Yeah, dude.
I'm tweaking off a goddamn quad shot.
What is that?
I just drank the rest of yours too. But then they lay down. But then you're like, oh, you start watching something on TV.
Yeah.
And then you're like, push comes to shove. Ding dong. It's my dick. And you're hanging out.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like one of those, like, you know, the best part about that is almost like the after. You're just laying there under the fan. It's 1:14. You got a nut off.
Nice.
It's 1:14. You got a nut off, and it's Saturday, dude.
Yeah.
You don't have anything till like 8 that night, and you're just sitting there.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. So that's the Dermot. I co-signed it all.
But I don't know when else it is.
What's up?
Yeah, we all went weekend on that, but I think
Sunday, Friday at like 2, and then Saturday at 1. I mean, there is that like random fucking, you know, like my girl doesn't work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So there is that kind of like random time where it might be like 2 or 3 hours before I got to go to a show or something. Then all of a sudden we're just at the counter, you know, we just made some dinner. We just finished. Then we look at each other and just like, you know what? I know bread was just on that counter, but you know what's going to be on that counter next?
Cakes.
Your naked fucking asshole.
Jesus.
That's not lovemaking.
No, that's not. That part's not.
What position were you in?
What
position were you in for the
all of them, baby. All of them.
Yeah, you think you stayed in one?
But maybe, dude, I'm just saying. It was a new experience, and I am such a fan. And for all.
So what made it lovemaking? Candles, music, and just slowing down the foreplay?
Slowing down.
Yeah, I want to touch you. Who sings that?
Slowing down. I don't know. I think you. I think AI. I don't know.
No. It's
somebody. No. Oh yeah. I want to touch you.
Yeah.
Goddamn. I want to make you. Yeah, that's it. I want to touch you.
There's no way you have
it. Oh, we got it. Who can do it like me?
Nobody.
Who can do it like me?
Nobody. It's so cool to make a song about how good you are at sex.
It is.
That's all R&B is. That's
dude,
awesome.
One of my first jokes ever was, it's so funny that all these rappers talk about how good they fuck. It's just so funny to think about if they were really bad.
It's very funny.
I mean, dude, Lil Wayne's like, I fuck it. No, you don't.
But it's also funny
your
that
your dick
like,
is a golf pencil. You're 4'11".
You think?
Sir.
He might be
he's 5'4". Yeah.
I think it's funny that a lot of these guys were like a group of men. It was like five guys singing about how good their dick is.
They've all seen it.
It's a little pause worthy, no? Five guys? Nobody. Well, there's five of you guys. So yeah. Somebody.
Where are the hoes? You're wearing sunglasses in the music video.
God, I want to be in a boys group so bad.
So bad.
A men group.
We can do it.
No bad. I mean, just, oh my God.
Every time I see people that are not singers and they have a big social media presence and they just get into music, I'm jealous.
You could.
I know, but I don't. I mean, what?
Addison Rae's doing Coachella this year.
I know. I mean, it sounds, what if I did? What if I just was like, fuck it. Got some producer. What's that guy's name? What's Billie Eilish's brother's name?
Phineas.
Yeah, what if I just DM Phineas? His name's Phineas. The whole thing, his name's Phineas. Yeah. I'm not DMing anymore. Fucking hate that name.
He's a good guy.
He's great. I don't know him. But just DM him and be like, dude, get me on. And then he just fucking wrote me a song.
Probably.
Wouldn't that be
bad?
I mean,
he's like, yeah. $300K for this. Okay, cool.
Good.
Did you say Canva?
Did you say, do you take Canva?
That's your form of payment? Hey, man, I don't have any my wallet on me, but how about 19 flyers for you? Do you take Canva?
Someone in the meet and greet this weekend called me a Canva King. I fucking love it. It's like, really Canva King.
It's really insane that Canva hasn't reached out yet.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
It actually doesn't make sense.
I don't get it. Reach out to me.
Nobody.
So, speaking of love and we are very excited, both of us, that we're in relationships. This is why we need to be more excited, okay? Because my girlfriend's sister, say it.
I can't.
Okay. My girlfriend's sister.
Smash. Just kidding. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, yeah, you can't say it.
I have a girlfriend, brother. I can't be doing all that.
My bad.
Let me hit. Just kidding.
My bad. So she's single. She's using the apps. You know, she's putting herself out there trying to find love, which is all commendable. But she tells me these horrendous things that happen to her on these apps and dates. There are two that are so goddamn funny.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes out with this dude, 3 weeks ago. They're in the car, headed to the date. The guy's playing like some type of hip hop something.
Yeah. Which is always like, that always stresses me out picking up girls on a date.
Stresses me
out.
What
am I going to play? Dude, the funniest shit is when you restart the song.
Dude, I was just gonna bring it. Yeah,
they come out.
I was just
gonna
say that.
She's gonna like it, and then you pick her up another time, and it's the same song. She's like, "Is she picking up on this? Does she know that I have like the same five songs in my head?" Like,
oh god, it is stressful because you know the first date you're like you don't know her, you don't even know what her music is. So you're playing fucking Drake, and she likes Morgan Wallen. You're like, oh god.
Well, also you're like, is this like too mainstream? Do I need someone more niche?
Correct.
Do you ever pick some? This is not applicable for now, but back
ooh,
in the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What's YA.
Do you ever? I'm trying to think about how to phrase this. Do you ever, like, you ever go on a date with a girl and like she went to put on some music and she like knew like too deep of a cut.
Okay.
Like she's putting on like underground rap and you're like, oh no.
Oh.
Somebody showed you this.
Oh, I see your point. Of that's never happened to me before though. It's never happened. I've never had a girl put on a song where I'm like, I don't know. I've never had a girl put on like a hip hop song that I'm like, I have no idea. No idea who this is. I've had a girl like put something on that's like, you know, country or something where I'm like, I've never heard this
I'm
song.
Only, I'm only saying this because one time this girl put on like this like real, like not even like a mainstream, like a deep cut young boy song. And I was like, oh no, somebody's cooked here.
Yeah.
Somebody's cooked here.
Yeah.
But also,
I
we'll
have
say,
a surprise for you. Everyone has been cooked there before.
Where? Los Angeles?
I'm just saying, like, you get it as an adult.
Sure,
you're going on a first date with someone, and the girl sits in your car. She's been done, ran through.
You don't know that.
Sir, there's 19 people on the earth that haven't been run through, and they're all Mormon. If you're in L.A., and a girl sits in your car,
right?
For the most part, if she's, like, 23 and above... She went to college. She went to Alabama.
Mm.
She fucked the punter.
And the elephant.
That's what I'm saying. You know
roll
what I mean?
Time.
And,
yeah.
And it's but, not, but, I'm, and but, I'm not but, shitting on it. I'm just saying.
Sure.
We've all been run
right.
through.
Right. Well, I was more so thinking like, sure. But like, when she like knew like too good of a deep cut, I was like, hold on. How do you know this? Who showed you this?
Because
it's good music. But I will say to that different point, my lovely lady knew like a very deep cut Young Dolph song, who's my favorite rapper.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, at first I was like, whoa. And then I was like, wait, that's sick that you like
it
know this
sick.
Word for word.
Yes.
I was like, this is great. The fact you, and listen, there's Swifties out there who are lovely people. But when she knew like word for word Young Dolph, I was like, wait, is this lovemaking?
It is.
Is this the feeling
close.
Michael Blassen was talking about for
it
the first
close.
32 minutes of this podcast?
It is close.
Because when she was rapping On the River, and Lipstick by Young Dolph, I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah. It is. Dude, that when you love someone and then someone else you sort of don't know, like, loves it too, you're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah.
We are one.
Okay. So she's going on bad dates.
She's going on bad dates.
Your sister's...
Nope.
Your girlfriend's sister.
So...
never mind.
They get in the car. He's playing a hip-hop song.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that word comes up.
Oh.
And he says it.
Question.
Go ahead.
He's white?
Sir.
Okay.
White? Whiter than white.
What car was he driving?
I don't know.
Hellcat? Got it.
The only way that I'm okay with it, if it was.
Do you know, like, do you have a photo of this guy? Like, what? Like,
oh, I have, there's another 40 minutes of the story. This
please.
Is the beginning.
Please.
This is, I have actually better than a picture.
Okay, okay.
Better.
Yeah,
you know what's
better
than a picture? I have a video. And
of him saying it?
Baby.
What video do you have? Fucking stoplight
doing,
footage?
Doing cameos for the fucking KKK?
Oh, Jesus.
No. So, obviously, like, my girlfriend's sister goes, you can't say that. And he goes, oh, what do you mean? I was just singing.
And what app did they meet on?
I was going to say Lyft. Am I hammered? What's list them?
Tinder, Hinge, Bumble.
Thank you. Hinge and Lyft in my head were the same thing.
Kinda. You are lifting something.
Oh shit.
Tits.
So she goes immediately, you can't say that. He goes, what do you mean? And she's like, you can't. And he was like, oh, I was just singing it. Okay, I'm sorry. And they like, so that's we're 6 minutes into the day.
Yeah.
My man says the N word 6 minutes into the day.
Mm-hmm.
We're off to that start.
Oh yeah.
So then they like.
In the car, check please.
In the car. I mean, literally, where's the server?
So reservation for nope.
Yeah. They get to the restaurant and they're having like fun conversation, like kind of get back on track, whatever. And they start talking about how he was like a musician when he was younger.
Mm.
And he put out like singles, whatever. And they finish the date and they say goodbye. And then 5 minutes later, she gets a text from him being like, hey, I know we talked about my music. Here's my single.
Mm.
Nobody asked for that.
Is this Chet Hanks?
I fucking wish it was someone we knew, but it's not. So she obviously listens to it. It's maybe the worst song in the history of the world.
Yeah. What did she respond to that?
I'm pretty sure she didn't respond. She didn't respond from when he sent her his single unprompted.
Yeah.
And then whatever the next day.
Not a bad looking guy.
Goober. You know what? I'd like to take some credit right now. I'd like to take some credit because when she showed me his profile before they went out, I go, this motherfucker's a goober. Like,
I need to see the profile to see if it matches.
He has a few pictures that I'm like, all right, he looks fine, but he's a goober. You know what this person is? He's a person that was ugly as shit in high school. Just gross. Had no friends. And then he sort of got on Ozempic or whatever and became sort of passable. But he's the most try hard type of person that there is.
Mm.
Like to be on a date with someone, dude, 2 minutes in, to rap with the fucking song and say the N-word, like, but
Just rapping in general. Like,
yeah, correct.
If I'm ever in the car with someone, I mean, my music's at like 3%.
Correct.
Like, it's almost like it's like just to fill the void if there is correct. Any silence. But where it's playing loud enough, where he's singing along, you're not going to be like, ah, you like this neighborhood? How was your day? Second she just gets in, it's just a full-blown concert.
Correct.
She's at Complex Con.
Just like ask her questions. Why are you rapping? Why are you rapping?
Why are you rapping? Where's your shirt? Why do you have a hat on?
Oh, yeah. It's Rick Ross. Mm-hmm. Let him do it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything about, I was dying when she fucking told me that he said the N-word a minute into the date.
That's tough.
Yeah, you can't even recover from
that. What was his background? He's not full white, is he? But he definitely can't be.
I'm pretty sure he's just Jewish. I mean, not like in a mean way. I think he is. I think he's fucking Ashkenazi Jewish.
Yeah, then you definitely can't say it.
Goddamn. Dude, it was just, every time I hear these stories from her, I'm like, thank fucking God that I have love. Because like, it's so many of those stories. There's another story that is fucking bananas. I mean, probably equally as bananas as this. She was messaging some dude on Hinge, and the guy messaged her, and I'm paraphrasing here, but the guy messaged her like, what are you on the app for? And
what the hell?
I don't know, dude. Dude, I'm telling you, this is Los Angeles. I mean, people are literally clinically insane.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, just, you know, I'm trying to, you know.
Remind me of a funny thing.
What's up?
It reminded me of a funny
thing. Okay, got it. So, and then she was like, yeah, you know, just looking for to date and find a relationship. You know, effectively, I'm paraphrasing again. And she goes, what are you looking for? And he goes, well, I am a strong dom looking for a sub. If you are into being a sub, you can be in a relationship. And the good thing about being in a relationship with me is that I have a live-in sub that can do chores for you.
A literal substitute.
Like a woman in a cage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That can do, like, it's like, hey, do you want to date me? Also, I have a task rabbit. And like, literally, she's bratty, but she's also obedient. And if you have like any chores and stuff.
All this is one message?
One message.
What are you into? I mean, he's laying it all out. It's not great, but it's.
That's what I said to her. I'm like, listen. At least he was honest. At least he didn't like go on two dates and then introduce you to his slave.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude. I mean, I laughed for 5 minutes. I mean, it's like it's so. What are you here for? Oh, it's for a relationship. Cool. I have a slave. What? How do we get here?
How are you with shot callers? Excuse me.
Yeah, Hassan Piker.
There it is.
Also, I mean, honestly, out of the two people, I'm dating the N-word guy.
You sound like the second person who would send that message 2 years ago.
Yeah, I agree.
What are you here for? I'm dominant. You're sub. Shut the fuck up. Bark like a chihuahua.
Yeah, yeah.
Get on your piss pad.
100% piss pad. I'm me. You're Jersey Mike's. Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Holy shit.
Got that?
Yeah. Oil. Yeah.
Oil. But I'm just saying those two things.
That's what's out there.
What's up?
That's what's out there.
I mean, it's just it's horrendous. It's horrendous, but there's also like you know a fair of like you know there's a lot of people that are good as well or whatever. But like when she tells me stories, I mean, dude,
man, these are on Hinge. So imagine what they're saying on Tinder.
I don't think they're talking still on Tinder. Kicking.
I think Tinder is just literally like it should be the second you swipe right, but somebody just sends you the address. Here you go.
I think Tinder is literally just a glorified way for women to get their OnlyFans link out.
Oh. Very valid.
Yeah, I don't think anyone is on Tinder. Like, I don't think it's working. Like, I think it's just, it's for, first of all, I don't know. Maybe they did a revamp, whatever, whatever. But like, yeah, dude, it was a nightmare when I was on there. So I can't even imagine where we're at now.
That reminded me of a funny LA story. What is this?
Just Tinder has the most users at 75 million, Bumble 50 million, Hinge 23 million.
Wow. Tinder is fucking boom.
Well, Tinder was the first to market.
They were like the
they were first to market.
It's almost like Tinder is like just like the way of dating. Like if you're online, it's like where do you guys meet? Tinder? It's like means almost essentially. Ambiguously, all of them. I was walking to an event on Saturday, some Halloween party, and I'm parked like three blocks away.
Awful. No, horrendous. No valet. Fucking
horrendous.
Do it.
I'm parking it. You know, I'll never feel like more of a bitch when I can't find parking with my lady or just, you know, just anybody in the car.
Yeah.
I mean, trying to find parking and then she's over there helping. Like, could you fit in that?
Yeah. you do.
And you have to like know your car measurements.
You feel like a bitch. Like when when you're driving around, you can't find, you're like.
You start saying half-ended promises like, all right, if we don't see anything on this block, then we'll just go. Yeah. We'll just.
I've said this on the podcast. I've left places.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Goodbye.
I get it. I
move to a better area, have parking. I'm leaving.
Yeah, this was like dead center Hollywood.
Yeah, and no.
I mean, like, I think we spent like 15 minutes looking for parking.
Fuck, really?
Each minute, you know, you can just feel the cooter getting drier. And you go, I'm fucking bombing. I'm bombing. But I will say.
You didn't want to, I mean, obviously.
They didn't have ballet.
But I'm saying you didn't want to like just Uber or any?
No, because it was a whole.
Thing. Okay.
A wedding like an hour away and then drove.
Oh,
it was a whole thing.
Okay.
But I will say, I hit that parallel park clean on the first time.
Oh, bitch.
Somebody taught me. Somebody thought.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but use the reverse camera. Yeah, but come on, yeah, come on,
dude. But when you hit that, when you hit the bop bop, like it's just two movements. No. I don't do it often, but oh my god! You know what? I do it more often when no one's in the fucking car with me.
Exactly.
What a waste!
There's always a direct spot when you're by yourself.
Fuck.
Anyways, walking down middle of Hollywood, probably like four blocks, or whatever, and there's this man who doesn't look too insane, but you get a little closer, you go, okay, this man's he's a little loosey in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I ain't talking pouches. He's schizo.
Yeah.
He's yelling and he says something to me like, you think you're having a panic attack, bud? And I go, okay, I'm just gonna ignore this guy. And he goes, I could beat your ass if you just gave me a week. And I just thought giving somebody a week was quite funny. Like, what am I supposed to meet this guy back up in a week? Like at the flagpole at noon, like in high school? I'm just like, are we talking Saturday? Are we doing like business days?
But also, like, what are you doing in that week? Are you taking like Taekwondo classes?
Right. Who are you training with? Do I also train? Like, if I'm also training for a week and he's training for a week, wouldn't you need more time? Because you're saying I'm the stronger guy right now?
Yeah. Also, like, where are we streaming this? Like, it does, you need more than a week to like negotiate the streaming rights.
I'll beat your ass if you give me a week. I'll give you 4 seconds. Square up, bitch.
Bitch. I have a lead pipe.
Were you dressed up for Halloween?
No.
Normal
clothes. Normal clothes.
Dude, going to a Halloween party, normal clothes, is hilarious.
I was so annoyed.
What are you? Shut up.
Literally. Literally. It's somebody dressed up like a fucking pyramid. They're like, yeah, what are you? And you're like, oh man, I came from another event. I was busy. Ah. See, you didn't dress up? None of this matters. None of this matters.
Yeah. The reason you're dressed up is because you don't like your life.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys what I'm going to be for Halloween? I got two costumes.
Bad and Bunny.
Oh, that would be great.
What are you going to be?
One costume is I'm going to dress up like a robber and then
and hold jewels, and I'm one of the robbers that robbed the Louvre.
Mm, that's good.
You know?
That's good.
I'm still trying to convince my girl to dress up like Jules and me rob her, and then I stole her.
She should just be a diamond, and you just chase her all night.
Yeah. We're still trying to work it out. I hope that we get to that. The second thing, maybe I told you guys, maybe it didn't. It doesn't matter.
Sopranos?
Oh, fucking wish. She's dressing up like a soccer player. Did I tell you guys this?
Mm-mm.
Yet? She's dressing up like a soccer player. You know how women do. They take the idea of something and then make it, you know, a little more scandalous.
Ooh,
so
football.
Like a scandalous Ooh, football player.
Foot.
Or, I know. Oh, fuck. scandalous soccer player.
Yep.
And I'm dressing up. I bought a ref outfit. Mm-hmm. And I'm handing out red cards to any dude who looks at my girlfriend.
That's good. That's really good.
Hey! You look at my girlfriend.
It should be a red card. Then on the back says, I have a gun. Hey, I have a gun. That's great. What are you guys doing for Halloween? It's Friday. What was everyone doing for Halloween?
I don't know why I'm pausing like I'm lying. I forget. It's some party that she has.
Halloween night?
Halloween.
Dude, I want to go to Halloween Horror Nights. Have you seen these prices? It's like literally like $300 for like GA just to enter the park, just to get scared. Just get scared by a background actor.
Yeah, just get scared by a fucking USC student.
At best. Probably Northridge.
But here's the thing also. If you don't scare me, I want my money back. Blah! Shut up. Give me a dollar.
Oh, God.
I mean, it is. Everything is $1 trillion.
I was just going to say that, but I know we've yelled about that a trillion.
But I think I think everyone that's listening and watching can get on board with this. What's happening? Dude, I was in Detroit filling up my fucking gas tank, minivan, what up? It was like $27 to fill my tank up.
Cheap.
Cheap. Here, a gadrillion dollars.
Yeah.
Furious. Do you know what you're doing for Halloween? I don't know what I'm doing yet.
I don't yet, no. I don't.
I mean, if you don't have a plan, just come to the party with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's it? Diddy? Island?
No.
Freak off?
What if we just, just like a...
I'm down, dude. I don't know. I like, in my head, this past weekend is when a lot of people celebrated. So I was like, oh, it's probably done now. But it's on a Friday this week. So it's
it's definitely this week.
Right. So I was like, oh, wait, there's still like, I was like, oh, I thank God, because I'm not a big holiday guy. I'm like, thank God we got over that hump.
Yeah.
It's still coming. It's still on the way.
Yeah.
We're slow baking it. We're foreshadowing.
Yeah. You know what I don't like about Halloween the same way I don't like about sometimes when people have birthdays? Like, like you can't celebrate it twice.
Mm.
We got one day. It's my birthday week. First of all, you're 31. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating.
Good. Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
I feel like trick-or-treating gets not fun when you can afford to just buy your own candy.
Yeah, but
when you're a kid,
it's about like the surprise and the mystery of what they have.
You know, when you were younger and you would go trick or treating, and they would like put that candy in your bag, and you it just like that flunk flunk flunk, and then you'd walk and like look. You know that excitement you would get? I haven't felt like that. I mean, what happened?
I don't know.
You just had to pay taxes, and all of a sudden, you just not happen anymore?
You could sell it a show of 3,000 seats and be like, that was awesome, but
nothing
would be as close to getting a king size in literally your pillowcase.
None of
it. And you almost had to hide it. It was like you're aloof. You look at your parents, you go, oh, they can't see this.
Yeah, because they would fucking take it.
Yeah. My dad would go through that shit all the time, and he'd take, I've told the story before, he would take the Almond Joys. Yeah, oh, I love those. Get those fucking boomer-ass candies out
of here. And this is the same thing I said when you said it before. I like Almond Joys.
It says everything I need to know about you.
Correct. Also, do they have regular Almond Joys? Is that the fucking almonds?
Joys?
Good. Bring those back.
I don't know. I do want to go trick-or-treating. I don't know. Sounds fun. You know what? Fuck it. I want to be on my front yard with a bowl of candy.
Dude.
Why'd you get
Halloween is pedophiles Christmas.
It's their recruiting. It's their D1 league. Who's going to go to the league, a.k.a. their hard drive?
Oh, man. I mean, what is the ecosystem for trick-or-treating now, like these days? My mom would just say, go, come back, not dead. But like,
I don't know.
They bring in mace.
I always love those memes. You ever see those where they'll be like, check your kid's candy for like needles, and then it's just like a gun with a Reese's on each side of it? I don't know. I think a lot of people probably start before the sun goes down, and then.
But are they going with their parents? Like, what's the I'm not going with your parents age? It's like 13, 14? It's got to be before that. No, no, probably 13,
probably,
actually.
I don't know. Probably 6th grade is the cutoff. Like, once you go into middle school, you're like, you're probably not doing
that. I think we talked about it before, but I think the first time I ever went without my parents, I think I was 14.
I don't remember the age.
There is no age limit for trick-or-treating. I thought there was.
There's got to be, dude.
There is. There has to be.
No,
dude,
no,
if
like
someone...
a moral age. There's like a 72-year-old knocking on, hey, go treat.
What do you think the cutoff is? Like, I think if you've had an alcoholic drink before, get the fuck off my porch. If you've like had a fireball shot before, get off my porch.
I think if you can jump and touch the backboard.
I can't do that now.
Ding dong.
What up? Give me an apple.
I don't know. Yeah.
Also, fuck those people.
What about like parents that dress up with their kids?
That's cool.
Get out of here. Unless your kid is 3, fuck out of here. You've already had your Halloween. You came and your wife, now I got to give you a fucking Reese's?
They don't get candy.
What do you mean?
They like wait at the street.
That's fine.
But
say dress up.
Well, I did mean like, can they ask for candy? Like,
no, okay. No. Okay. If they even try to take a piece of candy, and punch them in their stupid mouth. Fucking Shrek mouth.
Are you guys houses? Like, are you gonna give out candy?
I live in an apartment complex.
But still, there's probably kids in there.
No, it's not. I checked. I actually don't think there was one kid in the complex.
Made one last night.
Hey.
It wasn't last night.
Oh.
Stupid.
You gonna have candy? I don't think the houses are close enough to each other. Like, I think people when they trick or treat, they want to hit like a per capita where they're like, this street, everything is really close.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. I might drive around in like a white van with a sign that says free candy and see, you know, just help.
Just look
for anybody without their parents and be like, I got candy, you know?
Yeah. Get in here.
And they're like, no. And I'm like, 6'7". They're like, all right, we're getting in.
Oh, this guy's really cool.
This guy might be my uncle.
Yeah, this guy gets it. Skibbity toilets. Let's get in there. Do we do it?
Yeah, you want to do a sock talk?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Okay, this is a sock talk from Sam. She wanted your take on the Kourtney Kardashian's new lollipop for your vagina.
Excuse me?
It's a
lollipop? I thought it was just hair where the pussy goes.
Lollipus?
It's a lollipop to help your vagina taste better and smell better.
You put it in there or you...
No, you suck it regularly.
Excuse me?
Hold on. So you put it... You put it on your lips to help your other lips?
Yeah.
Hold on.
So it's like a probiotic, but it's for...
Dude. Can we pause for... What are the Kardashians doing for like pussy health? It's like one of them is like, let's put the hair on the fucking outside of the panties, and this other one's like, suck this thing, and your vagina tastes like bubblegum?
One gives you the UTI, and the other one cures it.
Oh, shit. You think they're working together?
Absolutely.
It's called Lemmy Purr.
So Lemmy's a brand, and I know they have a bunch of stuff.
So
I take it from my vagina. They sent me melatonin one day.
So you suck the whatever, the lollipop, right? Does it matter how you suck it?
I think you can spit on it.
You know what I mean?
No, I think it's just the food. Or the chemicals in it. It's no different than like if you put it in a water. I think it's just a lollipop.
What's in there? What does it taste like?
Cranberries.
Does it taste like? Does your vagina start tasting like what the flavor it is?
I don't know. Well, it says something about pH. It just helps with pH.
Yeah, it helps.
Be so funny if I had dick flavored one. You're like, hold up, you cheating on me?
And so her second question to that was, if you found this in your girlfriend's room, are you happy about it?
Super happy.
I'm eating one.
Yeah, you gotta try one.
Yeah, I mean it's all to better their own health and image and taste.
Yeah.
Dare I say,
dude, the taste, the pH balance, dude. I'm with that, dude.
Even if I don't find them in a room, I'm fucking putting them in there.
I'm gonna put it in my urethra and see if it helps me.
Yeah, why can't you just directly stick it in?
You probably can.
What the fuck?
It probably. Yeah.
I mean, realistically, can't you?
Why don't you put a fucking icy pop while you're in there?
Frozen
Go-Gurt up there.
But I would like to say, I think you probably can, because if you drink out of your pussy, you get drunk. So it goes into your bloodstream. So if you put that lollipop square in there, I think it probably works.
We made a full U-turn this episode.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we started so wholesome. Nobody. And you're like, dude, why can't you put a blow pop in her puss?
I think you can, though. Look, at I'm the type of human that has what I call levels, okay? I'm a dynamic person. Silent.
Well, you weren't done talking.
How about if you gave your girl the lollipops? Like, hey, you want to try
can't,
this out?
Can't do that. No. Can't. Can't.
You got to say they're on sale. Yeah. Can't. Yeah, don't you like this brand? They had some on sale. Oh, these are for your vagina. No, I thought they were right. Yeah. I had one.
You have to put them in her when she's sleeping. That's the only way to do it.
We have to do a fake viral video where you're blindfolded taste testing lollipops.
Can you help me, babe?
But they're all three just those. Which one's Tootsie Pop? I don't know. Chew on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
Look, sweetie, I made you a smoothie. Just like six of them in there.
I think that's fascinating, and it's exactly what we're doing right now. We're talking about it.
Yeah. One
of the Kardashians made protein popcorn. That pissed me off more than these vaginal.
They're pretty good.
Are you talking about the popsicles or the? First of all,
the popcorn.
The fact that they're not called pussy pops is crazy.
What would you make for guys? But it can't be like
dick pump.
Yeah, dick pump.
What would I make? I would make Viagra, but in a snortable format.
Oh.
What the fuck?
I like that.
What? What do you mean? You're about to fucking pipe down? Just a sec, honey. Like, oh. What do they give the football players when they get knocked out? Smelling salts. Smelling salts, but for your dick.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Oh, hold on. You know what's crazy is maybe smelling salts help you not come. I'm serious. Because you're so fucking hyped, you probably can't come.
Out.
Oh, true.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? They might help not come.
I think we should get smelling salts in here.
We had them in there for a while.
Before we go on stage, every time.
Does that help?
I don't know. I've never done it.
Me neither. They helped a little bit during the episode. Maybe we should get some more in here.
Sure.
What would I make for a guy? I would make just a drink, like an all-in-one drink. Like it has Viagra, shit to help you not come, protein, some vitamin C, omegas, zinc. Alpha brain, bro, zinc. Zinc.
I have to tell you about this product, and this is not an ad. This is not an ad. I found this pack.
Found is crazy.
I went to a grocery store and found this pack. Dude, I'm only saying this because this is everything we've ever talked about. Oh. It's this pack of protein, like almost like pudding format,
okay,
with caffeine in it. 20 grams of protein and there's caffeine in it. I'm literally, gulp it down.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I love them.
Fuck. This is great.
Everything I've ever.
You know how sometimes like when caffeine's not in like, not in coffee or not it, like it doesn't work as well. Like it feels like very synthetic. Does it feel good? If that's
yeah,
you know
I mean,
asking,
I will say I drank some last. Well, you like fucking. I had some last night at like 7 p.m. and had like half because it has like 125 milligrams of caffeine. I think I had like half, and I felt like up. I felt like
really?
I went to go lay down to go to sleep, and I was like, wait, I can't fully fall asleep. So it did work.
And did
it's
it
not
get,
like a jolt, but it's like a sustain.
Are you like full? Like
you're not thinking about food, yeah. I mean, it's not something you'd have before. Like,
great.
It's a great like middle of the day thing. I don't know if I'd have one to get fired up before a show, but like it is like a middle like of the day like pickup.
How many calories does it have? Now this sounds we're fully doing an ad, but
I don't know. Okay. I have one in the break room.
I need to see it. That's it, literally everything we talked about. Just a quick wah, done,
literally,
and I'm up.
Put it in my arm.
Fuck, dude! I did a late night ice bath. Holy shit! Went at 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
I mean it. Oh my, I traveled my cock off this weekend and I just needed it. And it was fuck, man. Mm-hmm. I needed it. I need that at my house. Mm-hmm. Just, I would literally do it four times a day. It just, I mean, I'm in there 3 minutes out. I'm like, bitch, what's up?
I feel like a dog after a bath.
Yes. I know what you mean. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, man.
I just want to sprint.
Fuck. I was in my car driving back, and I'm like,
call everybody I've ever been mean to, and be like, I'm sorry, hang up. Yeah. I'm sorry, hang up.
Yeah, zen.
Fired up.
Fucking zen.
It's great.
All right, secret sock.
Yep.
Tried to dirty talk a girl on Tinder. I said, who's your daddy? She responded, he's
I'm a guy.
Prison
sorry.
For tax fraud. I didn't
Good.
Answer.
Good. I think that's a valuable candidate.
Yeah.
That's your woman right there. You have 10 years before daddy gets out and beats your ass.
It's also a really funny response. Because she knew that he didn't
Yeah, it, that is like a response that I would be like, okay, actually, this is funny. Let's go on a date.
That's an episode.
That's an episode.
And we did it.
Happy Halloween, ghouls and girls. I'm bummed we didn't connect the dots and get costumes, but I think we haven't seen each other in so long. It was just nicer to
catch up. Oh, I'm furious. You're right. This is the episode before.
This is the Halloween episode.
Yeah, oh, great producing, kidding me? Jack. Jesus Christ. Dude, we've had awesome Halloween episodes.
I know.
Now we just drop the fucking ball. What if, you know what? We could do a Halloween episode in the middle of the summer. Just to make up. Just
good. Good. Genuine.
That's it. Guys, thank you so much, man. We are so excited to be back in studio. Oh, look. The lights just got changed to orange. Ooh. So, pumpkin. But that's it, guys. Thank you so much, man. As I always say this, friendly reminder, we have a Patreon drops every Friday. Extra episode, ad-free. And now Patreon also has the ad-free Wednesday as well if you want to join. $5 a month. It's patreon.com/SipSoxPod. Come see Mr. Wallace, Mr. Blossom on tour. And that is it. Till next motherfucking episode. We love you guys. Happy Halloween. Bye. Big old dick.